88FM. Live from the centre of Ballito.
It is a very warm welcome to James Brooks to the wonderful world of 88FM. How are you, mate?
Great, thank you. And are yourself?
I'm very, very good, yeah, regardless of my having no voice. But that aside, I'm well and fit. And welcome to you. Please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background and who you are.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. I am James Brooks, if you haven't known me already. I am a 17-year-old. I am a boarder at Wessel Boys' High School in grade 11. I play sports like water polo, rugby, and softball. I love the beach, hang out with my friends, just having a lack of time.
You're living your life, though. That's what you're doing. Living your life every day. I do a lot of school talks, James, and the kids go, "Dave, you only live once." And I go, "No, you don't. You only die once. Live every single day to the full." Really.
That's exactly.
Any advice I can give you would be that. Now, my kid was at Westville Boys High School a million years ago, and he, like you, pursued multiple sports. I mean, it got to the point whereupon he was playing professional football eventually when he left school, but he had to choose between karate and swimming and football. Was that a lot of pressure for you to actually choose softball?
Well, it was. It actually came to quite a surprise for me, going from initially cricket, rugby, and hockey to changing it all the way through to water polo, rugby, and then softball. Softball came as quite a surprise. I wasn't intentionally going into softball. It was kind of a spur of the moment type of thing, you know. My friend just told me to come and try it out, and I tried it out, and I loved it.
Do you know what? You're going to have to excuse my ignorance here, but you're going to have to tell me what softball is. I mean, I'm a round ball player. You know, I'm a soccer player. Tell me, what is softball? Okay. What does it entail?
All right. So it's very, very similar to baseball. It's just on a much smaller scale. I don't know if you know the diamond in a baseball field.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so it's much smaller. The field is smaller, and the pitcher... Usually in baseball, he throws it overarm. You know, for softball, he throws it underarm.
Ah.
So, yeah, but don't be fooled by the underarm throw. It can be quite fast, I must say. Very, very fast.
Okay.
You know, some of them pitch like 90 k's an hour.
Good grief.
Incredibly fast.
That's faster than my wife will ever drive the car. But anyway.
Yeah, the ball is a lot bigger as well. It's called softball, but don't be deceived. It's quite a hard ball.
All right. Now, how were you selected for the... What's the ILT, by the way?
An interregional tournament.
Okay. All right. You've been selected by selectors for the softball under-19 All-Stars team. So you're a star, right?
Yeah.
Did you have to go to trials for that?
So, initially, you have to go for KZN trials to make the softball under-19 KZN side. So that's the only sort of trials you do, and then when you go onto the tour, you go and you play a couple of matches. At the end, they pick the best player from each team, quite like two, I think, from each team, and then they make up an All-Stars team, which is kind of like the best team of the whole tournament.
Now, you're going to the Czech Republic. I've never been there. Have you?
Not at all, no.
You've obviously Googled it a lot, I would imagine. Is it nice? Is it a pretty place?
It is actually a really, really pretty place. It's a much older place. It's kind of like the UK, if you think about it, the old buildings and all. It's quite
the nice areas of the
very
UK.
Nice, yeah. Nice and green, yeah.
Yeah. All right, now, are there sides from all over the world participating in this tournament?
So I'm not quite sure about how many sides from all over the world, but I know it's us, the Czech Republic, of course, and then maybe one or two like Germany, or I'm not actually quite sure who's participating. Yeah.
Now your mum is your biggest fan. She's here with us, and she is busy raising funds to try and get you there, because they don't pay, do they? The softball organization, like many, many sports in this country, you've got to get out there and do some fundraising and find the money for your flights and your hotel and your food and everything else. How's it been so far?
So it's been quite progressive so far. We are pretty much halfway for our fundraising. It hasn't been the best. It's slowed down a lot. So, can anyone who's available to help, please help.
Can we give out the figure? Is that okay, of how much it's going to cost? I mean, I nearly fainted when your mum told me. It's like 70 grand. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's a lot of money. It is. I hope you're staying in a 5-star hotel for that.
Yeah, better be.
All right, listen, we're going to take a bit of music and we'll wrap it up on the other side of this when we turn. It is a very good afternoon to you. James Brooks is still with me. James is a young 17-year-old Westfield Boys High School pupil, and he's one of the top softball players in the country, and he's going overseas to the Czech Republic. Hopefully. You'll do it, man. You'll do it. Come on. Stay positive. All right, so softball. Can you be a professional softball player? And is there any money in this sport, James?
I'm not too sure about the money in the sport, but my love for it is just incredible. So if I can make it into the big leagues, as one would say, I would 100% do it. Going on this tour will hopefully open up lots of possibilities and opportunities, maybe to study abroad or even play internationally or professionally.
It's amazing, you know, when you're a kid, and even I remember when I was a kid and I was 5 years old and I was kicking that round ball outside, you know, in the rain in Manchester. My dad was going, get in the house, it was pouring with rain, it's 9 o'clock at night. And that was for me. Football was just my passion and still is. So, yeah, softball is your passion. Did you ever play any round ball? No, not really.
Not necessarily, no.
Not for you. Okay, so how do you see yourself now? We're short of about 35 grand, I think. Yeah, thereabouts.
Yeah, around about, yeah.
How are we going to do this?
So there are different ways. Well, there's one main way. You can go and donate or help on my Backer Buddy campaign, which is on my Instagram bio. And there is another sort of similar Backer Buddy campaign. It's called it's on the tip of my tongue. Yeah,
well, let's stick with the other one for now.
Yeah,
we'll come back. Okay, all right, so Backer Buddy is the way to go for now. All right,
yes,
unless there's somebody listening in Belita. I mean, you know, there's so much money here.
Yeah.
There's somebody who might think he sounds like a nice lad, we'll plow in some money. If somebody wanted to do that, what do you reckon? Is there an email, is there a phone number maybe?
Well, there is. I do have Instagram. So my Instagram handle is @james_brooks1, and that is @james_brooks1.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you for being here.
Obviously, thanks for having me. Eh?
Obviously, you're going to keep me informed, and you, I know your mum will, and let us know. You know, if we can give it an extra push for you and get you off in October to the Czech Republic.
Thank you so much.
Good luck, young man. Thanks for being here.